Last week's meditation emphasized what I call the first inner ablution, which is being present to the self-clarifying breath. This lesson, the meditation this week, will be on the second and the third ablutions. The second ablution is what I call cleansing the mirror of the heart. Rumi said, we must assiduously rub the rust from the heart. We must assiduously rub the rust from the mirror of the heart so that the light of the divine sun may most fully be reflected within it. And the Hadith Qudsi said, neither my earth nor my heaven could contain me, but the heart of the one who loves me does contain me. And this indicates that the heart is larger than the heavens and the earth. So this is the vessel. This is the great seafaring vessel that I orient us to in our meditation this week. As the waves of inner and outer life roil and grow, it's ever more important for us to access this domain and to navigate the course of our life accordingly. So first we watch our breath like we did last week, be present to the breath. If you placed your finger about an inch below the nostril so you could feel the breath exhalating breath, touch it. Then concentrate midway between the finger and the nostrils until you can really sense the breath and notice it begin to shift and clarify, become finer and more radiant. As it drops the heavy impressions of life. And when the breath does become finer and more radiant, now if you would take your hand and if you place the index finger of your right hand at the point on the sternum, the top of the sternum where the two clavicle touch it, and you come down a hand's width where your little finger rests on the sternum, that is the area behind that area is the Latifa Syria, the subtle secret. And as you breathe in, I want you to bring the light of the breath, using the breath like a flashlight, bring the light of the breath down into that area behind the sternum. You exhale, also check that area. So you're beginning to assess that area with the inhalation and the exhalation of the breath. And at first you might sense something. Again, it might be almost imaginal, like I could imagine there's something there that attracts my breath and my presence. But as you touch it more carefully, you'll notice that it becomes a surety, you become certain, yes, this is something that is definitely here that I can touch with the breath, calls to me. As you breathe in, you're caressing it, and as you breathe out, you're caressing it, even as the morning breeze caresses your cheek. And this practice is in every single sacred tradition on the planet. And the ancient ones likened it to blowing on an ember of the heart. It can be found in Taoism. It can be found in Christianity, particularly the Philokalia of the Eastern Church. It can be found in Judaism. It can be found in Advaita Yoga. It can be found, obviously, in Sufism. Found in Buddhism. So you're breathing in and out, caressing the subtle heart, Latifa Syria, center of the chest. And as you blow on an ember, you know that it begins to warm up. It kind of ignites. into a flame. And if anybody has been to Paris, to that incredible Byzantine Catholic church, the Sacré Cœur, behind the altar is a picture of Jesus with a heart surrounded by breaking chains, and there's a flame in his heart rushing up and breaking the chains. In this case, the chains are the heavy impressions of life around us at this time. So you're breathing in, you're breathing out. This area begins to have a sense of warmth, beginning to be warm. Warmth is radiant discharge. Warmth is radiant discharge, so that you're actually decongesting. Like when you were younger, maybe when you had a congested chest, your mother put a Vicks on it or some other kind of liniment, and it penetrated and opened and decongested. This is similar with the breath. Breathing in and breathing out. The out-breath, the Buddhists call the sword of liberation, cutting loose the impressions of life. So now we're cleansing the surface of the mirror of the heart. The mirror of the subtle heart. Breathing in and breathing out. And the warmth, and then softening. Softening is a subjective experience of space developing. The structure is becoming softer because it's becoming more spacious. When that which is discharged leaves, what it leaves in its place is emptiness. So there's warmth, which is discharge, and there's softening, which is emptiness or space. And as you feel that, as you experience that warmth and softness, let the in-breath penetrate, go deeper into it, and the out-breath open even more fully. And the one who has always been present within you, the one that's always been witnessing from it within you, begins to witness this from the perspective of the chest, noticing the chest cavity becomes larger, the space develops. And as you're present to that space, it continues to unfurl. It goes beyond the skin. It traverses the physical body, but it's not of it. The space of the subtle heart traverses what we call normally would call time and space, but it's not of that either. It's a vast, a boundless space. What Ibn Arabi would have called a sea without a distant shore. Experiences sheer emptiness. Simultaneously sheer fullness. It is suffused with all the divine qualities. For instance, you can experience lightness. Space is light. Not just light in terms of substance, but also light in terms of radiance. And that is... That allows us to understand Jesus' saying more carefully when he said, "Come to me, all you who are a heavy burden, and travail not, for my burden is light." This is this quality of the heart that has been cleansed and opened to the divine light. Vast ocean of light and life, timeless. Here there is no need for defense. There's nothing to defend. There's no time. Nothing is born. Nothing dies. It is eternal life. Eternal light. So this is what I call the second inner ablution, dusting the mirror of the heart. Rumi also said it's the divine names that are the soap and water with which we wash this mirror, cleanse it. So we're going to do, now we'll do a zikr, which I call the third inner ablution, which is la-na, illa anta. But there's a few things I'd like to say first. There's a couple of words I'd like to introduce you to. Dak, which means to taste. Sharb means to drink. In this case, it's to taste the divine, and it's to drink the divine. And this is part of the mushahada, witnessing element of practice. There's the efforting, which we're taking the time to actually do the practice is effort, to set oneself in a place outside of all the turmoil of everyday existence and on purpose to meditate takes effort to counter the great tidal wave of external life. Takes effort. To even articulate the divine name takes effort. That is mujahida, efforting on behalf of God. But then mujahida is tasting the fruit of that effort. That is the dalk, tasting. Sharp drinking is allowing that which is now present within the heart after the recitation to deeply penetrate and inform your being. And both of these, you cannot make happen. You can only allow by setting the time and space and the presence there, bringing your presence to allow it to speak to you. So in this case, we have to pause within the zikr. Now this particular zikr, la ana, there is no I, illa anta, only thou. Well, in reality, if you are saying the zikr and you are being present, then there is an I. However, it's like anything else. In relationship to another person, the way you know that person best is by removing yourself as much as possible from your heart and allowing them to enter it, holding them within your heart, giving them room in your heart. The more room you can give them, the more you can know them. And this is the same, this is nayat. This is the same for relating to anything, including God. So although I'm saying, la-na, 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 there is no I. Well, there's some I. Who's doing this practice? Is I watching, is I listening, but I would like to remove myself, I would like to diminish myself as much as possible from the space of the heart to allow you to be as fully present as possible. So it's la-na, illa in the solar plexus, a la from the left shoulders, the head sweeps over the solar plexus, up over the right shoulder to above the crown, just like the traditional zikr we do. La-na. And then the head descends into the solar plexus, illa. And the solar plexus is the subtle faculty that holds our form, holds our habits, holds our physiological habits, holds our emotional habits, holds our mental habits, holds our historical identity, holds our form. So we say, illa. That sound disturbs the solar plexus, loosens its grip, and from that we can extract more of the essence of our being. Upward, anta, thou, And then we breathe in and are present to what is taking shape within the mirror of the heart. And then we recite it again. La and ah. La and ta. You breathe in, but you can now, once you're in the heart and present, you can breathe out and just stay present. Breathe in and out. To whatever form the anta takes and presents itself. So you're being present to that which is present in the mirror of the heart. La and ah. La. This is tasting. La. Na. La. Ta. One more time. La. Na. La. Sharp drinking the divine. Just be present to what is in your heart and allow it to deeply penetrate and inform your being. I work on a farm. I have a farm, and I work there sometimes. It's very warm. I usually work in the sun, sunny days. And I sometimes forget to drink. And then in the afternoon, I may take some water. My wife might actually bring me some water, and I drink it. And I'm sure you've had this experience where your body is very dehydrated, and the water goes in, and every cell of your body just celebrates, glorifies, just shimmers with fresh life and hydration. It's so wonderful. That is what Shard means, to drink the divine. Life has a way of drying us out. As Saint John of the Cross said in The Dark Night of the Soul, he arrived at a moment, all he could call it was arid, dry. And there's a way that the great tide of life, particularly in our times, is a way of parching our spirit. So as we breathe in the divine, drink it, and allow it to penetrate and deeply inform us, we are actually allowing ourselves to be rehydrated. Amen. I